He taught me something about underestimating people. I was far from the only one who learned a lesson that night. It wasn't the first time that Donald had offered me one. First time I met him was on his own golf course, the Trump National in Westchester, New York. This was a high-end kind of place with a big fountain outside the clubhouse, a grand staircase inside, and a 100-foot waterfall on the golf course. Whatever you may think about Donald Trump as a politician, he sure knows how to put together a golf facility. I was minority leader then and on a fundraising run, scheduled to play golf with two high-profile insurance executives. We needed a fourth, and out of nowhere, we were informed that Donald Trump himself would be playing with us. I didn't know Donald Trump at all, except from television. But his name was on the door of the club, and if he wanted to come out with us, none of us were going to say no. I had no idea what to think. You know, the big loud guy I had seen on TV did not strike me as an ideal companion for 18 holes of golf. When we got to the golf course to hit some warm-up balls, there he was, the man himself, with a shock of bright yellow hair, tan face, dressed in a typical golfing outfit, ready to hit the links. He was very friendly, but in an in-your-face, this-is-how-they-talk-in-New-York kind of way that I was not used to at all. Direct, loud, intense, pretty much the same guy who got elected to the White House. And I can tell you that with Trump, what you saw was what you got, for better or worse. "Boehner," Trump said when we were ready to start, "you and I got to take these two turkeys on and we're going to whip them." That was okay with me. As we were getting ready to start, Trump went over to John Criscolo, a young staffer of mine who came out with us, whom we called BJ, and asked for the insurance executives' names. "I think they're Joe and Jeff," BJ told him. So Trump said hello to Joe and said hello to Jeff, and we set off. Their actual names, by the way, have been changed to protect the innocent. Then we went around sharing our handicaps. One of the guys was a 12, one was a 14, I was 10. "What's your handicap?" I asked Trump. 5, he said, matter-of-factly. "There's no way this guy's a 5 handicap," I thought to myself. "I'm going to have to carry him around on my back all day." But Trump ended up birdieing 3 of the first 5 holes. That's going 1 under par 3 times, or 1 under the standard number of strokes a hole usually needs, for those rusty at golf terms. It absolutely blew me away. Holy shit, I thought, this guy can play golf. And he and I won the day, beating Joe and Jeff Sandley. Over 18 holes, we talked about this and that. Nothing particularly memorable, but had I known back then I was walking around with a 45th president, I might have paid better attention. As we were coming off the golf course, Trump was in a great mood, as winners generally tend to be. We shook hands. "Good match, Joe. Well done, Jeff." Finally, one of the guys stopped us. He had kind of a weird look on his face, and I could see something awkward was coming. "Guys," he said, our names are Mike and David. We've been calling these guys the wrong names over and over all day long, and they were either too polite or too shy to correct us the whole time. All I could do was laugh. Sure, it was a little embarrassing, but was it my fault these guys just let us walk around for 18 holes looking like assholes because we're spouting the wrong names? They could have said something earlier, but they didn't. But Donald, well, Trump did not laugh. This sort of glower fell across his face. The kind of look I could tell you didn't want to see too often if you happened to work for him. He marched over to BJ and got right in his face to the point that BJ might have had to take a step or two back. Then Trump shouted, "What are you, some kind of an idiot?" He pointed to the rest of our impromptu foursome. "These guys are Mike and David." Then he gave the young man a piece of advice that he and I have never forgotten. And I hesitate to put an expletive in the mouth of a former president of the United States, but here it goes anyway. "You want to know how to remember somebody's name?" Trump asked. "You fucking listen!" Poor BJ, he looked like he wanted to melt into the ground and pull the turf over his head. We laughed about it at the time and since. BJ still works with me, but there was something dark about it, too. I'd never seen anybody treat a staffer like that. Not in politics, not ever. This was more than a New York bluster. This was real anger over something very, very small. And we had no idea then what that anger would do to our country. And Trump didn't even take his own advice once he became president. He didn't listen to most.